Welcome to Help Me Quit Porn. This is March 20th, 2009, day 56. This is not your typical podcast. It's primarily about me and ridding myself of the porn in my life for good. If I can help you along the way, then so be it. But please join me in this adventure of ridding ourselves of the porn in our life for good. Hello again. It's good to be back. Been a few days. Hope you're doing well. I'm doing well. Had a few rough days, but hope everything's good and in order for you. You know, something that's been on my heart is due to the tremendous response of this podcast, I'm really amazed at how many people listen to it. I mean, to be honest, I never expected that. Never did I think there'd be that many people listening to this. And in a way, it's very humbling. It's very difficult to put yourself out there, even though this is anonymous. Excuse me. But it's still very difficult to, just let you know everything about me as far as the personal part in my life. But that's part of me quitting porn. I'm not sure really what it would take for you guys to quit porn. Anybody listening to this podcast, I had a few emails at helpmequitporn@gmail.com. I had a couple emails. It's good to hear from people going through the same thing. The funny thing is, well, not really funny, but interesting is the people that actually talk to me are young. They're under 20 years old. With the exception of one person, but they're under 20 years old, dealing with the same issue that we all are. Only it seems to be, that was the time I was dealing with it and trying to hide it from everyone. You still want to hide it for the most part, but, trying to hide it and not make it evident to your parents or whoever. Today I have a simple verse, really. I think I'm only going to have one verse today. And that's really what I'm trying to tell you is you need to count on God. And I'm preaching to myself, but you need to count on God. You may be nervous in a certain situation you don't know how to handle. And at the same time, you may be dealing with, porn addiction, lust, all these other things at the same time. But if you can put your trust on God, He can help you deal with these issues. There's not really much more you can do if you've tried everything, So as I was saying, you just put your trust in God. And this verse isn't directly related to our specific problem, but people in general. It's actually out of Exodus 14:14. The Lord Himself will fight for you. Just stay calm. Now, the reason I bring that up is God will fight for you to be where He wants you to be. I'm constantly plagued by God trying to pull me back, trying to get this crap out of my life. I'm sure if you're a Christian, that God does the same for you and everyone. And it's really difficult to ignore that. There are people that do ignore that. There's people that believe, that it's yourself. Whatever you believe, God will fight for you. Because ultimately, He doesn't want to see you in a place you shouldn't be. And I think you know what I'm talking about. So you know, as we move forward in quitting porn, I'll be moving forward with not just this podcast, but also a website. I really don't even want to do the website, but I know that, you know, if I can quit porn, anybody can quit porn. I'm not going to lie. I enjoy porn. You know, I enjoy looking at other women. And that's what I need to change is my heart. You know, I don't want to change. I need to change my focus. You know, I have a wife. I'm married. I need to focus towards her as far as that, you know, the sexual tension energy needs to go towards her. And depend on her, really, for that need to be fulfilled. That's what she's there for, other than, you know, obviously that's not the only reason, but when you're that deep in porn, that's what you think. You know, you start to think of women as sex objects, and, you know, that's good for your wife. It's not good for you. It's good for what you're thinking, but it's not really good in reality. So, you know, I don't know really, like I've said many times, where to go from here. But the idea is that, you know, right now we have a tremendous amount of people listening. And we need to get them reading the right thing, keeping my focus and your focus on God, away from lustful thoughts, away from the sins and evil of this world that we're bombarded with. It's that simple, really. So, if anyone's interested in, you know, has any suggestions or anything, I'm open to that. I have an idea of what where we're going to go moving forward. I'll continue to do this podcast. I've determined I'm going to keep doing it 3 times a week. That seems to be what I've been doing regularly, so that's what we'll do. And we'll keep our focus on God. And we'll dig deeper into his word. Maybe we can, you know, the idea is, I'll let you know more coming over the past, you know, weeks as I put some things together. But we really need to, put some resources together that actually work. And I'm not saying that the other ways don't work, but I have a different idea that I think will help people. And it won't just be my advice. It will be many others, I hope. And so really, email me at helpmequitporn@gmail.com. Could use someone to help me out, you know, with some ideas. And anybody that knows, I know I'm going to plan to do it in WordPress. I'm a bit of a tech nerd, too. So I think I'm going to do it in WordPress and have some things already planned out for that. But if anybody, you know, is interested in helping out with that, I'm not going to make any money off it, you know, so I'm not going to pay anybody. But anyway, the whole idea is to provide a place for us, not just you. I'm preaching to myself, us, to quit porn. Just to give you an idea how many people regularly listen to this. In 1 month's time, we have over 200 people that regularly listen to it and subscribe. To me, that's scary and amazing at the same time. But really, it just shows how many people are either looking for answers or out there with the same exact issue. And that's where we're going to go moving forward. So, you know, keep your focus on God. Keep strong. The weekend's coming up. That's the hardest part for a lot of people, as they have time off and free time to do what they, you know, want to do. So keep your focus where it needs to be. Continue to pray to God. That's hard for me too. But put your needs and trust in him. So let's say a quick prayer and we'll be done. Thank you, Lord, for today. Thank you for the opportunity to adhere to your word, do what you want us to do, and keep our focus on someone who's far greater than us. Help us to continue to trust you and look to you during our times of temptation. We ask, Lord, that you would help us to remember you and remember the others that depend on us when we're looking app porn or trying to avoid it, help us to flee from that, flee temptation and run the other way. Just give us the strength, we ask. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. See you next time. And if you have any ideas, helpmequitporn@gmail.com. I'll be looking to hear from you. See you next time.